Good morning. It's Tuesday, the 22nd of April, 2026. This is the AI Metzay from AI and Arabia's intelligence desk. Today we've got the UAE tipped for over a million new AI jobs by the end of the decade, a Jordanian gaming giant buying its way into AI-powered ad tech, and Cairo's Sinai.ai raising fresh capital to turn Arabic books into interactive experiences. First up, service. Now and Pearson have put a hard number on the UAE's AI workforce story, and it's a big one. Their new study says 1.03 million new jobs will be created in the country by 2030 as agentic AI and digital tools get embedded across every major sector. That's a 12.1% increase in the total human workforce, which would make it one of the sharpest labour expansions of any advanced economy on Earth. The headline everyone's arguing about this week is the financial services number. Agentic AI will do the work of roughly 17,000 full-time staff in UAE banks and insurers by 2030, yet the sector still ends up with a 26% net increase in human hiring. Cybersecurity operations, infrastructure management and customer service have been flagged as the three early use frontiers where agentic systems are already moving out of pilot and into production. ServiceNow's MENA team framed it as a shift from efficiency gains to growth gains, with the region's tight labour market effectively forcing AI to be added to visitative rather than substitutive. Why does this matter? For a long time, Gulf AI coverage has been about gigawatts and billion-dollar data center checks. This study is the first credible piece of evidence that the economic demand side is real, not just the supply side. If you're an AI startup in the Gulf, the addressable market just got a proper data point behind it. And for policymakers who've been selling the AI economy story on vibes, there's now a peer-reviewed number to anchor the next budget round. Now this is interesting. Amman-headquartered Tamatem, the largest Arabic language mobile games publisher in MENA, announced on Monday that it's acquired Turkey's Playable Factory. This is being called the single largest gaming acquisition in the region's history. Playable Factory has shipped more than 90,000 interactive AI creatives since 2018, and its tech reportedly cuts creative production time by up to 70% using generative AI. CEO Hussam Hammo framed the combination as Tamatem's pivot to an AI-first platform, with models generating playable ads, localizing game content across Arabic dialects, and predicting player churn before it happens. Why does this matter? MENA gaming has almost always been read as a consumer story, not an infrastructure one. This acquisition flips that. Tamatem is now assembling the first vertically integrated AI gaming stack in the Arab world, owning the publishing layer, the ad tech layer, and the generative creative engine in a single company. For founders building in gaming, ad tech, or Arabic language content, the competitive moat just got significantly deeper. Okay, story number three. Cairo-based Sinai.ai closed a $1.45 million pre-seed on Monday, led by Kaust Innovation Ventures out of Saudi Arabia. The company's pitch is to transform traditional books into interactive AI-native experiences, not tech, education, and expanding into self-help business and religious titles in Arabic. The founding team brings together alumni from Microsoft, Instabug, and Visita, names that carry real weight in Egypt's tech ecosystem. Sinai.ai is targeting education first with expansion into self-help, business, and the religious titles that the team says represent billions in untapped Arabic language publishing revenue. Why does this matter? For Egypt, this is an important signal. Kaust's venture arm writing the lid check into a Cairo-based AI-native content startup says something real about Saudi Egypt tech capital flows, which have been lopsided toward fintech and logistics so far. Arabic language publishing is one of the few categories where MENA founders genuinely own the training data advantage, and Sinai.ai is among the first to try to monetize that. If the licensing deals land, this is a story about defensible intellectual property, not just another GPT wrapper. Right, let's wrap up with the view from the intelligence desk. Three stories, one theme. The MENA AI conversation is finally moving away from chips and checks and toward demand. ServiceNow's workforce numbers tell us where the human side money has to go next. Tamatem's acquisition shows what a vertically integrated regional AI-first consumer company actually looks like in practice. And Sinai.ai demonstrates that Gulf Capital is willing to back Egyptian AI-native product companies without needing a Silicon Valley middleman in between. Watch the next 12 months for the rebalancing. Expect more cross-border consolidation in gaming, content, and fintech, more venture funds writing checks into Egypt, Jordan, Tunisia, and Morocco, and louder arguments from UAE and Saudi economic planners about how to turn gigawatts into genuine human opportunity. If you're a founder in the region, the playbook has rarely been clearer. Build AI-native products that solve an Arabic language or MENA-shaped problem, wire in the skills demand story, and the capital will find you. That's the AI Metze for Tuesday from AI in Arabia's intelligence desk. We'll see you tomorrow.